like Merry Christmas or something like that.
Oh, yeah. You could say Merry Christmas. Happy Christmas.
And if you have to get something that's real heavy, like a suitcase, from one place to another, instead of saying you have to, you might just say, I'm glad I don't have to do something this very far. If it's real heavy and bulky.
I'm glad I don't have to.
That's fine. And what do you call it? This is another kind of little animal. This one has a real hard shell and it lives in the water. It can pull its head and its tail in and all that.
Well, there's two kinds there. One is called a stinking gem, the other is called a turtle.
What's the difference?
Well, one you can eat and the other you cannot. That's right. See the turtle and the, we always call them, they have a name for that. That's not stinking gem, they have another name for that. One you can't eat, and he's, I forget the other part of that name, but I know he's something that you can't eat him. Meat's not good, but the turtle meat is unusual too. So both have hard shell.
What would you call the same kind of creature that lives on the land instead of in the water? Do you have a different name for it?
Well, you've got the beaver. He lives in the water.
No, I mean one that lives on the, that just lives on the land and has a hard shell. It's just like the turtle that lives in the water. Do you call that a turtle too, or do you call it something else?
I don't believe I know anything that has a hard shell that lives on the land, unless it do go into the water. I don't think so.
Okay. Now, what do you call the intestines of a hog that you can eat?
What is that?
What do you call the intestines of a hog that you
That's
eat?
Called chitlins.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what do you call the center part of an egg?
Yolk.
Okay.
Yolk.
And what do you call this part of a man's body?
Breath.
Okay. And what do you call, it's a kind of boat that it has a flat bottom in the oars. Would you just, what would you call that? Now, what would you call one that has a pointed front to it?
What is that? Pointed
front on something that you go around on the water in.
That's the back to it.
Okay. And what about the kind that has a squared off front? Would you have a different name for that?
They're both in the water.
It's just like the bathtub, but it might have a different name too.
Yeah, they call that, now they have a motor boat.
Right. Okay, have you ever heard of like a John boat or something like that?
No.
Okay. Now, what do you call a covering for a pillow?
Slip.
Okay. And if a woman has beads around her neck, you know, then what would you call that, all of them together?
Gold tree.
Okay.
Yeah, gold tree.
And would you call it maybe a string of beads or a pair of beads, or what would you?
Well, it might say a string of beads.
Have you ever heard it called a pair of beads?
No.
And if two men have a fight, and one of them treats the other one just really bad, you might say that one man really did what to the other one?
Knocked him down.
Okay, or more than that, like he just really, really did it. What would you call it? What would you say he did to him?
Oh, he beat him up.
Okay. And